guys, welcome to Bachelor in Paradise. It's just me and Chelsea again, but tonight we're going to break down everything that happened, including the crazy Chad Bear. He's back. Let's do this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Before I get into my disgust, let me just enjoy this beautiful song for a second, because we're back. Just even watching them be by the beach for a second was soothing to my soul. We're back. It's paradise. It's almost like a piece of me is on vacation.
I wish.
We're through the drama and stress of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. It's on to Bachelor in Paradise. Guys, welcome to Bachelor in Paradise After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Danny Hoyt. With me, as always, she needs no Snapchat filter or Instagram filter because she's beautiful as she is.
I love that.
The one and only, Chelsea Bridge.
Hi, guys.
That was a long intro. I didn't know if you were going to say your name.
I kind of wanted you to like keep going, you know?
Yeah, that's all I got for you.
All right, I'll take it.
I put out a question on the chat roll. I want to say hi to everybody on chat roll. I said, where are you watching? What time is it? Where are you? So I just want to go through a few of these real quick because a lot of these people are coming back two nights in a row. We were on last night. We crushed the Bachelorette season. Here we go. Let's see. We got Mason, 115, still kicking. Here we go.
115?
Rotor, L.A., Houston, South Carolina, Brooks in South Carolina, Misha, 216 in New York City, About Greeks, Vancouver, 11-ish, Rebecca, Canada, Smarty Girl, San Francisco, I Like Cereal, 2 a.m., East Coast, Florida, Izakon, California, Style, Nicabarimbo, Canada, Mason Hick, Texas, Jana, Chicago, 1 a.m. Jeez, you guys are all over the place.
Dude, that's
I love
amazing.
It. I know.
I would be in bed if I didn't have to be here right now. So
that a lot of people in the U.S. tonight. I love
yeah,
that. There's
that's
like usually
cool.
a lot more international people, but a lot of U.S. people tonight. We appreciate that. So here's the deal. Tonight basically was about. Thank you for that beautiful background song, by the way. I think we can cut it out. It gets into like this really like slow like 80s jam, but I love the hook. It's so good. This episode was basically about Chad.
Honestly, I feel like I just wasted 2 hours of my life to chat again. I'm like, why?
Let me preface you guys on Chelsea so you know ahead of time. So Chelsea is a big fan of The Bachelor, but Chelsea has not really dove into The Bachelor in Paradise. She knows about the show. She knows how it works, but she hasn't really taken time to sit down and enjoy Bachelor in Paradise. So I've caught her up on most of it. But if there's little hiccups that she doesn't know, it's because she is very invested in other shows. She's crazy busy with a million things. So she knows how the show works, but this is your first time you're choosing to, okay, I'm going to invest in Bachelor in Paradise.
I appreciate you having my back.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Totally. You know, I've watched clips here and there, but I was just... I have to say.
You held out for season
three.
You held out for Chad Bear.
Apparently.
Did
he just taken over my life
now. Did he deliver?
No, I think he is one of the rudest human beings. And I am shocked that they gave him a spot like this and that they aired everything that he said.
Not shocked they gave him a spot.
Horrifying.
Shocked that he went as far as he did.
Yeah.
I knew it would be bad. I didn't know it would be
that
like that.
That was bad.
That was really bad.
That was...
In fact, the last thing I tweeted was just that I tweeted to Sarah Herron that I was proud of her for sticking up for something. And then I texted
absolutely.
Her separately because that was awful.
I mean, it was awful even... The whole Sarah comment was really the icing on a really nasty cake because everything that he said about women, he's completely degrading.
That's not just it was lace. It was all the
everything,
women there.
Everything.
And then even to the guys and the way he treated Evan and then Nick starts trying to talk and he rolls.
All of it. Daniel, who's had his back since day one, like they're such buds. And then just to throw him under that bus too, just completely, completely turned off by that.
Yeah. You know what's funny is he stood up at after the final rose. Mm-hmm. Was it mental or after the final rose?
Last night.
He stood up at after the final rose and he said that he made his case for the next Bachelor. And that was the last chance. You could tell by the smile on his face. And we'd seen previews that we knew he blew up.
Right.
And we knew Chris asked him to leave. And he says, F you, Chris Harrison. But it was like his last chance of like trying to... It was like he was trying to stand up and be like, this is my last moment before everyone hates me. And here's the thing. I know America was divided on Chad already. I think you'd be hard pressed to find anyone who's really like, but I still think he's misunderstood. He's a nice guy. I believe it was Nick that said, I have friends whose parents have died. That doesn't give you an excuse to be an asshole.
No.
Excuse my language.
No, but it's true. Unfortunately, tragedies are not an excuse. You know, everyone has their own story and, you know, that's just a part of life. So that does not, by any means give you the green light to go around and say those things to people, especially strangers.
Yeah, especially strangers. And here's the thing. I can understand it being the reason to cause him to go a little crazy. Mm-hmm. It does not make how crazy he went okay.
Agree.
And I think he could have even done so much for himself if he would have just stopped on the couch right when Chris was like, hey, it's time to go. If he would have been like, all right, I get it. I deserve it. Lace, I'm really sorry. Sarah, that was uncalled for. I was out of line. I think he was still drunk.
He's like, oh, for sure. In his eyes, you could tell. And I mean, he walked out on the beach just whistling like, good morning, guys. What?
He was definitely still drunk there, but even when he was saying all that, and then they showed the bloopers after the end.
Oh, and his eyes so glossy.
Yeah, his eyes were so glossy and kind of looking past the camera, and he kept saying, like, dollar bills.
Which...
So, okay. So let's go back to the beginning here.
Okay.
The cast, as they're introduced, we have Amanda, Jared, Jubilee, Nick, Evan, the twins, which is awesome and terrible that they get grouped together. Vinny, Carly, Daniel, Izzy, who I did not remember for a second.
Not at all. I thought it was hilarious. To this day,
Sarah's like the biggest Bachelor fan I know. She knows everything about the franchise, and she was like, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Grant, Lay, Sarah, and the Chad. That's our beginning cast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing, Chelsea, we've talked about on the show before is the beginning cast has an advantage because if you can develop a relationship from the ground up. For example, Jaden Tanner last summer, they were there. They were beginning cast. They develop a relationship. Now, when other people come in, it's a lot harder to break that down.
Right.
When someone comes in late, you have to fight to find someone that's single. And a lot of times, everyone each week is pushing for a relationship. So this beginning cast obviously is going to have more chemistry than everyone else.
Totally.
And then of course Jorge and Chris Harrison. I love how last year they kind of incorporated Jorge. Did you see earlier when they
and he wrote his name on the top?
Earlier, they were teasing that there's going to be tears this season. They showed Jorge.
And they showed Jorge. Yeah. I think it's fun. Here's the thing. The opening, or you know how this, it's so cheesy. And I love that they really played into that.
Yeah.
Because to try to make it so, so serious would just be wrong.
They understood that this is...
It was a good balance. Yeah.
And they did that. They've done that from season one. And I believe they've enhanced that even better. For example, mm-hmm. when Chad's passed out and the crab is crawling toward them. I think it was... I can't remember who it was.
I feel like someone picked up the crab and put it toward
Chad. Oh, I'm sure. But somebody tweeted, just as we suspected, we all knew Chad has crabs.
That's funny.
You know what I mean? So like they set stuff up for people to play with it. But in order of arrivals, and it's always interesting the way they do it, so I want to start back at the beginning. In order of arrivals,
okay.
Amanda first one on the beach, and then Nick. And obviously we see in the previews that stuff happens between them. We don't know how far it goes, but they put them two first. I was kind of expecting to see them hit it off.
Like right away?
Well, because of the previews.
Or just in. Oh,
because
yeah,
we
yeah.
know that it goes far and he says he's in love.
Right.
And he says he's in love with Amanda, unless it's an editing thing. Am I wrong?
I feel like you might be wrong because now I have this feeling, especially after this episode, that her and Josh are
so maybe
really,
it was an editing thing.
I think
thing.
It's
we
a good
see
editing.
With
However,
Amanda.
They definitely hit it off. I mean, we see them making out and, you know, him being like, she's beautiful, she's a great mom, and she's the only mom on the show. So that is Amanda.
Hold on, I like Cyril just said, did you notice Evan coming out of the closet? I need more info. Was that like a
what
joke
that
thing?
Mean?
Is that he actually came out of a closet on this episode? I don't remember that. Next up after Nick is... And Nick said, when he was talking to Chris, in his little voiceover, he said, somebody I'd like to be interested, or I'd be curious to meet is Jubilee.
I really found new love for Jubilee. I think she seems like so light and so bright, and I hope, you know, she's like, I hope that I really, you know, don't kind of shoot myself in the foot. So.
Yeah. Do you remember the week that I told you I went with Nick? Nick and I went to a concert, and it was with Amanda and Jubilee and Becca and the twins. Do you remember me telling you about this? And I was so surprised by Jubilee.
How great she was.
She was phenomenal. We went and got a drink at the bar together, like during the concert, and got to hang out just us for a while, and she was funny and witty and had this mystery and like mystique that you kind of wanted to know more about, and the way she looked at you and she made jokes, and like I 100% was on the Jubilee train. I would love to hang out with Jubilee.
But isn't that so interesting? Because if you didn't have that experience, right, and all we had was just this
editing
season,
so crazy.
How crazy is that? They're two different people.
Yeah, I mean, they did say, and she did say that
she's
like,
she knows.
I have this face.
Okay,
I've been working. With. That was hilarious.
She's hysterical.
Yeah.
Yeah. She suffers from resting bitch face.
And Brooke Johnson even just said it. I was just about to say this. She's willing to make fun of herself, which is a big...
Awesome.
Anybody who's like willing to has that self-awareness.
That shows confidence.
After Jubilee, Evan. Evan doesn't seem as creepy.
He doesn't seem as creepy. I, I haven't been a fan of him at all. And I think he's still... I don't know if anyone caught this scene, but when Chad was walking back over the bridge, and Evan's just kind of like...
He followed him. How'd you see that?
I saw it, like... But he was walking so slow and very cautiously because he knows that he shouldn't be doing it because he's could potentially be putting himself in a bad situation. However, I feel like, just like in JoJo's season, he wanted to be this knight in shining armor. So he was kind of like, I'm going to be the one to go. But really, it's like, Evan, you're not going to solve any of this. So just stop.
I didn't see it like that. I saw it as Evan sticking up, like Evan being the... I mean... Who knows where Nick was? We didn't see Jared at all. Vinny didn't do anything. Daniel was kind of drunk and being
whatever.
Jared
and Jubilee were on a date.
Jared and Jubilee are... So for the guys that are there, and some guy with some sense of rationalness, no matter how much you've been drinking, needs to kind of step up and be basically near Chad in case he does something crazy that... can, you know, if you need to restrain him, if you need to grab him, if you need to push him away from a girl, who knows how crazy this guy can get. And Evan kind of followed him to make sure Chad... I actually saw that as like Evan doing something I would do.
But I think this is a TV show. So there's security and there's producers and there's always going to be people around. So if that was like in a real life situation, you know, if we were at a party or whatever it is, I agree with that 100%. However, in this specific situation, I don't agree because there's always people around. If something was to escalate, then they'd be able to take care of it.
Yeah, that's true. Next up, Vinny comes in and he calls it Puerto Vallarta.
But he's funny.
I do like Vinny.
I really like him.
Yeah, but I thought that was interesting. And then Carly, you know, and I caught you up on this. I was trying to catch you up on Carly and Kirk last summer. He basically ends the thing in the last week. And it was pretty devastating. They were original cast. Got together and
the whole time.
They were like Tanner and Jade were a solid rock. There was no breaking them up. So when a new person comes in, basically everyone that's there kind of fills them in, like, okay, so Tanner and Jade are a couple, Curly and Kirk are a couple. So
like,
then
don't
they know
mess with them.
Who's off limits.
Yeah.
They were off limits the entire time. And then that ended. So good to see Carly back. She looks a little different. I think she looks great. Obviously, she has rapport with a lot of the people that were there, which is cool. Next up is Grant. I'm surprised Grant wasn't a little more of a hot commodity.
I am too.
You know what I mean? I'm surprised.
I thought he was going to come in, maybe. We're going to be jumping all over that.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, obviously, we saw Lace, but I'm like, Carly, I'm surprised like someone didn't be like, yo, what's
Why
up?
Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure. I'm really not. I have no idea. I have zero theories on that. Next up is Daniel, and it was funny because they cut to the bar where Nick's asking Vinny and who was the other guy? Evan. He's saying, who was the guy who talked about Mussolini and Hitler forgetting that they're both fascist dictators?
Here's the thing. Daniel is some sort of like backwards genius. He's funny.
I want a whole Twitter account. Whoever starts the Daniel Twitter account, follow me so I can see all of it.
And it's like the things that he says, you're like, that's so ridiculous. However, there's truth to that. Like an eagle doesn't settle for a pigeon.
it goes for a pterodactyl. Like,
but Jesus. He is hysterical. I hope he stays around for a long time because he is entertaining.
It's TV gold. I was Snapchatting. He is TV gold.
He's funny.
Oh my God. And he rocks in with jean shorts to the beach.
Yeah, he's like, I'm Canadian.
Yeah, but right away he's like, oh, there's not really any good fruit here. He's like, oof, the one blonde girl. Maybe if I had some drinks in me. Like,
but here's the thing. A little rude,
but what he was saying was if that came out of Chad's mouth, everyone would be up in arms. That stuff was like disrespectful, but the way he says it, I almost don't take it serious. You know what I mean? It's Daniel, so you're almost like, he's just kind of this idiot that has great one-liners. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't, like, as a girl, did you get mad about some of those?
Yeah, I mean...
Like when he said, like, right off the bat, which one would you bang? That's disrespectful.
Like, they're savages. Him and Chad were just standing there like, which one would you bang? And then, you know, he's like, my standards are a little higher than that. Like, I don't know.
Okay, so I like Serial51 just said, Daniel's funny without being offensive or being abusive. Why?
Well, I don't think he was abusive.
Not abusive, but why is he able to get away with saying funny things?
Because it's all about how people present it. That's how it is in life. How you present what you're saying. And Daniel doesn't have that history of being such a douche like Chad does.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just so...
However, some of those comments came in a little strong.
Yeah,
you know,
they did.
He's like, the fruit looks like they've been damaged in transportation.
Transport.
I'm like, God.
Jesus. Well, next up is Sarah Herron, who we love. She's been on a lot of things.
So
she's been
sweet.
On the show. She's going to come on this season. One of the sweetest. I really, really want to see Sarah have a Jaden Tanner kind of thing, like where she finds somebody and it's just... Game over. I love Sarah Herron. I think she's the sweetest. She's got a lot to offer. Very talented and smart and beautiful. And I think she's just a special one.
Yeah,
so
she's really
deserving. I really would love to see. I don't know who would come in. I don't know who it would be. Like, if you could pick somebody off this original cast, who would it be?
I wouldn't pick anyone for.
What about Jared?
Cast?
I mean, from the previews, we kind of get teasers of like who, and then we obviously know Kayla comes in, but I could see somebody like a Jared, like just a wholehearted, down to earth good guy.
Someone like a Jared, but not Jared.
Yeah. Next up, the twins. Here's the thing. If you told me, hey, we're going to bring these two girls in, but they're a package deal, like if one goes, the other one goes, but we just treat them as like one person, you'd kind of be like, ah, it's kind of messed up.
I think it's super messed up.
But then when you see them, the way they play it and they the way they talk about it, they play it up so much.
No, but they both said, we're not here to date the same guy this time. So they say that, but then they're treated as one person. So how do they think that's going to work?
The thing is, when they came, it happened last season that like one guy got, I don't remember who it was off the top of my head, but like one, they both were like interested in the same guy, and one of them got to spend time with him, the other one didn't. That same night I hung out with Jubilee and Amanda and all them, the twins were there. And they were nice and interesting and fun, but they were very similar. It took me a second to be like, okay, like Haley's wearing blue, Emily's in the pink. Okay, got
I mean,
it.
I have no idea how you tell them apart. Honestly, I have no idea. I mean, their personalities seem.
It took me about 10 minutes, and then I figured out. And they did have a little bit different personalities, but they were very similar. But they when they auditioned, they had to have auditioned
as
together.
One. Totally.
So the show is kind of like, well, we're going to run with this because I'd like to see them do it with a couple guys. I think it'd be interesting.
Guy twins
next season.
Okay. I mean, I don't hate that idea at all.
But they have to play it the same way.
Yes.
Because when...
No, I mean, double standards.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Double standards.
There
good
you go.
Pun. See what you did there, Chels. Next up is Izzy. No clue who you are. Apparently she was in a onesie. Ben's season? I don't remember
any of
this.
I don't know who she is.
She's cute, though.
She's super cute.
And I love that her and Vinny hit it off.
Just like that. But how awkward was it when her and Vinny were just in the hot tub and Lace and Chad are making out? Like, why didn't
you
get out of the hot
go
tub?
Go get a drink. Go anywhere else but
like,
the hot tub.
You're on a huge island and probably a beautiful resort. Like, go somewhere else.
XX Band Freak XX, you have a crazy handle. She said, didn't they do the same thing with Ashley I and her sister? They did. Ashley I and her sister both
came on.
They
put it as a package deal?
Yeah, came on as a package deal.
God.
But Ashley I's sister, Lauren, I believe is her name, didn't come on any episodes. She only came to Paradise. So she came to Paradise out of nowhere, which it wasn't really... A lot of people are like, that's not really fair.
Yeah.
I think, actually, now that I think about it, that's who I was thinking about. They both were kind of interested in Jared. I can't remember, but it was one
Wait,
set
so
of
so they've
twins.
Never had two guys as a package deal, only women.
Right. And I don't think that Ashley and her sister are twins. I think they're sisters.
Okay.
So it was a little different.
Interesting.
Okay, so then we have Izzy. Then we have... Oh, by the way, so Izzy comes in. Daniel takes her right away. I want to talk about this conversation.
Okay.
Right away over to the little cabana, and he's like, how old are you? And she's like, I'm 25. 27? 25. You're 21? 23?
23? Oh, so 21? You're 21.
21. She's like, no, I'm
right away?
Was he trying to be funny?
Yes.
Did it translate for you at all?
For a second, like, I got a little smirk, but then when he said it for the third time, like, enough. And I think if there was a spark for a second, he just completely killed it. I mean, just dug himself a hole because that was really bad. And you could tell she was super annoyed by that.
Yeah. I'm right replying to I Like Cereal because he's answering the question of when Evan came out. So I appreciate it. I'm going to get to this about deep throating banana. We'll get there. Yeah, interesting. Okay, so then Lace comes in. Now, we saw Lace.
Holy disaster.
Yeah, she I'm on the fence with Lace. I think that, I mean, we saw in the preview how she's talking about she's trying to get her life together, throwing away the bottles of wine, doing some yoga, and then she goes right back to the wine. And we see some of the same things from Lace, and there's a double standard, and someone just mentioned this, and I don't want to talk about this. She hit Chad multiple times.
Multiple.
I know it was playful, but then when it turned serious and she was actually mad, she still hit him.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's a little bit of a double standard there. Because if he would have put his hands on her at all, security would have stepped in, game over, like, game over. Not, a, you know what I mean?
Why? I mean, I can't say that he was handling her fragile, though, either.
He wasn't. He was throwing around, but he did. He put his hands on her, but in a different way. She, yeah. like, full-on, and was, like, hitting him. And it was still a little yeah. bit, like, sexy, playful. But then I feel like it reached a point where she hit him, and it was...
But that's all they were doing. They were literally just hitting each other and then making out. It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
I just...
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I get what you're saying about a double standard. However, I think that's just creating a big snowball effect because in that situation, the guy is always going to have more responsibility. You know, it's always going to weigh heavier on him.
Yeah.
Because he should never touch a woman like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Lace. And anybody who says they're not crazy a million times...
Right, if you have to keep defending yourself about something, there's a reason why. Or anybody who keeps
saying to you, like, I don't have feelings for you, I don't have feelings for right. you. Why do you keep telling
why
me that?
Why do you keep telling me that, then?
Yeah. Huh? Probably because you do.
I think you do.
Next up, Jared. And Sarah steals him right away. I think they have a little bit of a background of, like, friendship.
Okay.
So it's easy to do. But Sarah steals him right away because I think she is maybe curious, like, intrigued. Like, could there be something here? And everyone noticed it. You know, Amanda even said, she was like, oh, well, that was quick.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think, if you were going, okay, if you were on the show, would you downright be like, I'm waiting for this one girl? You
like
know
how Jubilee did?
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
So the from guests that we've had in studio before to talk about this, they've said the way it works is when you interview, they ask you, who would you, give me a list, like your
right,
top three, top five. I believe it's top five, Nick told us. Who you want to be in paradise. Was it mm-hmm. Nick? Maybe it was Sarah. I can't remember. But they said, give us your top five of who you want to see in paradise. So and a lot of people, as we've seen, now that we're three episodes deep, people know that's kind of how it works. You list your top people, and one of them, maybe two, maybe three if you're lucky, is going to show up.
But would you voice that?
Yeah, I probably would. I'd be like, you know, there's a lot of great girls here, but there's like, I'm kind of hoping, I don't know if I would be... I don't know. I don't think she said anything wrong. I'd say the same thing.
No, I don't think it was
I don't
want to
make a move
the
until
only
I see.
One. Yeah.
Because I'm going to feel like more of a jerk if I make a move for one of the twins and I'm really waiting for Sarah Herron and
right.
she comes later and I'm like, but I've spent 2 hours building inroads with
yep.
Haley or Emily and there comes a girl that I was actually number one on my list.
Yeah.
So I get what Jubilee's saying and I'd probably do the same thing. Last but not least, they waited and then they totally played it up. Chad. One redeeming thing before Chad went crazy, I did like that at the bar with Jorge, they were having drinks mm-hmm. and Chad turns to Evan. He's like, I don't think it was a genuine, like it wasn't worded the way I'd like to be worded. Instead of saying, hey, I'm sorry, I hurt your feelings. He said, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing at all.
That's not an apology and that's not owning it. But he did address it with Evan and be like, look, I'm sorry. It was jokes. I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to get across, hey, let's clear the water because let's have fun here. And actually, for a glimmer, like a glimpse of a moment, I was like,
"Yep." Okay, and then Chad. It just
went to hell.
Went to hell.
We had a moment where
and
I was
then
like,
I,
"Maybe
now
Chad's
I thought we
relax.
Were done with him." And then there were these previews of his coming back. Like, just enough is enough.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, it's so. Just... Right away, we start getting Daniel quotes. Any girls,
jeez.
You'd bang right off the bat, let the liquor do the driving, go into booze control. I've never heard that one, actually. Have you heard that before?
No.
Has anyone heard that before? Let the liquor do the driving and go into booze control. I actually thought it was really, really funny. The first date card comes, and it's for Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I mean, the way they tease that, like Jubilee says, if I have a date card, it was
right.
perfect editing. But we didn't see anything on the date.
I like their date didn't even exist.
Pinatas, a clown sneaks up. We saw not really anything.
No chemistry.
Do you think there was a kiss?
No.
I don't think so either.
No. I think they just sat there and talked about Lord of the Rings and they called it a night. I do. I don't think there was any. They might as well have just been brother and sister.
Yeah. So interesting. I was a little surprised. First kiss goes to Chad and Lace. First kiss of paradise.
First kiss of
and
paradise.
And also first person to exit.
Yep.
Chad. So let's talk about the Chad and Lace in the hot. it progressed quickly. And at what point did you realize Chad was hammered and that's what was going on? Was it before or after the clip where we see him grabbing her hips and saying, I got money, I got muscles, I got money? Do you think he was drunk before that?
God, he's so obnoxious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Just in their mannerisms.
Yeah.
And, like, I think, of course, being in that setting only adds to it. So, yeah, I mean, I think they were just probably sitting out there all day just pounding him and got in the hot tub and he wanted to make out with a hot girl and then it just became a complete shit show.
I'm going to pause us and Julie and Brooke Johnson are giving Sarah Herron and I couple names saying we should go out. Sanny, Dana, you guys are hilarious. I love Sarah. Moving on. yeah, you know, it was clearly apparent that was part of it. But that doesn't excuse it either. So like,
no,
even if it
second.
Gets to a point where he hadn't have said some of the things he said, I still think the next day he is going to owe some people an apology. You know what I mean? Even from the point where she was like, okay, she sobered up and she was like, you need to walk that way.
Yeah.
Walk that way. I'm done with this. And everybody was kind of watching. I thought it was actually really funny. It was like Nick and the twins.
He goes,
and
the show is back on.
The show is back on.
And turns
like,
himself.
Turned
that
with the
was
popcorn.
Hysterical.
Yeah, I thought that was really, really interesting.
However, on that same note, Lace still kept going back.
She did, because
you know?
I think that's a little bit of the crazy Lace. It's
yeah.
like, they were both playing
yeah.
the game. She's
oh.
like, meet me in the middle, and he comes in the middle, and then she turns and walks the other way. They were both
yeah,
playing
yeah.
this game back and forth of I want you, but I'm not going to show you I want you. You have to show me what, and they played
just in
it.
The weirdest, childish,
and then it exploded.
Most disturbing way.
What's crazy is the way everyone said it. They said Hurricane Chad, Hurricane Lace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
Vinny
actually...
had a really funny, like, he was trying to be a little weatherman, his little monologue.
What did he say?
I don't remember. He was just like, you know, you have Hurricane Chad, and then you have Hurricane Lace, and they come together, and the winds are getting, you know, did you watch all that?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I just thought he was funny.
Interesting. Nick said in one of his in the moments or ITMs, he said, you know how rats have sex and multiply, but they also eat each other?
So gross.
It's gross, but it's so on point. Like these, and then Lace, like on a scale of 1 to 9, he's a douchebag. Who says scale of 1 to 9, by the way? Is that because she was hammered or did she think?
Well, either she was hammered, she has no idea what comes after 9.
Or, I don't know, but I want to rate everything
know,
on a scale of 1 to 9 from now on. That's fantastic.
That
and then Daniel's quote, I have to be honest, this is bad, what Chad said, but I think I grabbed you and I like couldn't breathe for a second. He goes,
the turtle?
Chad is talking about murder, rape, killing, sucking, everything bad. Like a rocket ship, he went off. He's on the moon right now and no one will let him come back. If you're on the moon, you might as well look for cheese.
Like, in his mind, that's what he thinks.
In his mind.
Like, if someone's on the moon, his first thing is to look for cheese.
That was so, yeah.
So weird.
Mason Hickox said it exactly what that was bizarre.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Trap Queen just said, Chad is acting the way he thinks people want him to act. He's acting like a kid who tells a funny joke and then just keeps repeating it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wish more people would have stepped in. Chad got to a point where he was hammered and I wanted to see more people step in. I wanted to see security almost. You know what I mean? At the moment he says
yeah.
that to Sarah about that one-armed bee and then lays down and everyone gets up and leaves, at that point I think somebody comes in.
But that falls on ABC. And that's why I was really turned off by that. I think they should have stepped in before that. Like, you are being an arrogant douche and you're completely intoxicated.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're at a level 20. We need you back at a 5. You know, like that's their job to make sure that everyone feels comfortable.
Yeah.
And obviously everyone is hating being there
hating.
In that moment. So
I think the next morning, Nick put it a really good way. He said he's just bad energy. He brings
yeah.
everyone down. He's the guy. As soon as he came over and laid down, they all got
all
quiet.
Stopped talking.
Nobody knows what to say or
yeah.
how to act or what to do. And the fact that he used, yeah, unmurder. He's like, what is you're very unmurdery.
Okay.
Unmurder.
I hate that I laughed at that, but I did.
I laughed too because it's so
yeah.
freaking
it's
weird.
It's so weird and it's kind of funny and I've never heard someone use that phrase in my entire life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that was just so bizarre. And here's the thing, and I'm going to say this in all honesty, and I'm going to be very clear about what I say here. I actually believe after tonight, Chad needs to see a therapist. I think he needs to see someone. And I think this stems from more than
well,
just his mom passing.
Yeah.
There's obviously, I mean, we all knew that there was something weird. But a lot of times when something's off, I've had seasons in my life where stuff doesn't make sense and I act out and I do things I regret. But a lot of times your friends can help you self-correct. You have people around you. I worry about Chad that he doesn't have close friends. That. Close friends that he allows in enough that they can say something to him without him bullying them down or swinging at them like Daniel, or whatever it is. I worry that he doesn't have people he's allowed inside his inner circle that can say things like this to him without him getting defensive. You know what I mean? Somebody he trusts enough. And I think it's reached a point. And what's crazy is we're only seeing an edit. I want to know how much was actually, you know what I mean?
Like what the whole
actually,
night.
Actually, I don't. I want to take that back. I don't want to know, but I can't imagine what was actually said. And even on The Bachelorette, what he actually did and actually said, even James was like, I mean, Chad was crazy in the house. Yeah. We saw the craziest parts, but there's a lot more crazy
underneath
that.
But then stop
that.
Bringing him on and putting him in positions
and
like that.
And that does fall a little on ABC. I think Chris
more
said
more so
it.
Than a little.
Chris was careful, though, in the way he said it. He said, you know, we gave you a chance. This was your chance to turn over a new leaf. And I'm sure when they interviewed him that he said as much. Chad's a salesman. I'm sure he said as much as, like, look, guys, I made a lot of mistakes on the show. Let me have a chance to redeem myself. And then he blew it. Leading me to say, I think he really does need to see somebody. I doubt he'll see this. Who knows? Maybe you guys will tweet him a link to it. But I don't mean that in a mean way. I mean that because I care. Anybody that's that far off the deep end needs to do something about it. Otherwise, you're talking about repetitive behavior that leads to depression, leads to other things, and it's scary.
Yeah.
So, Chad, please get some help. My God. Okay. Can we kind of... Well, let's finish this part with Chad. He comes back next week?
Yeah, I guess so.
What the heck happens? The last thing we saw...
Because he's a lunatic.
...was he was sitting on the golf cart, right, with the big security guard?
Yeah, and he was telling Chris Harrison to F off.
And the security guard was like, you really need to go. Mm-hmm. And that was it, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think happens? He doesn't get in the van and he just walks back down?
Yeah.
And starts throwing bottles of Fireball
apparently.
Around?
Apparently.
What the heck?
I don't know. I just... Hopefully, if he does come back, like, the next episode, then he's really gone. It's just too much. It's so overdone. And he's such a disrespectful human. I just don't think that he should be shown in the spotlight like that again and again and again.
Any
and
chance,
only gives them fuel.
Yeah, and any chance of a spinoff, I think, is completely gone. And I know there were still the theories of, and I brought this up one time, of like him being a plant to add drama. Not at all. I think that's really... You're talking about that is for lack of a I don't mean to be punny that is the real Chad Johnson so he comes back next week. That's gonna be crazy. You know, I felt like this whole episode was really about him. We didn't, other than Vinny and Izzy,
I forgot that we were trying to like watch people fall in love.
It's not usually like this, I promise you. it's crazy. So he leaves, and I love that the next morning we see Nick speak up. We see Lace speak up. Mm-hmm. We see Sarah speak up. And I love what Sarah said. We see Vinny speak up, which I liked. You know, all the guys, I kind of almost wanted everybody to say something. I would have got a little muddy, but I think enough voices spoke up. And then Sarah was the dagger.
She's like, no one wants you here.
No one wants you here. Jeez.
Yeah.
Anything else with Chad?
So there's our Chad recap for you.
Good God. That's a lot. I don't want to talk about him anymore. Unfortunately, we will
until
be talking about him
next
week, right? So here's what we're going to do, guys. Here's our plan. So I know a lot of people are wondering, with Monday and Tuesday episodes, as we just found out tonight, nobody knew that.
I know. We both looked at each other. We're like
Monday
what?
And Tuesday. So we are not able to do two recaps a week just because of a lot of different schedules. So we want to make sure we give you guys one solid recap. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to cover two episodes at once. Mm-hmm. And we're going to cover them on Monday nights. So we will cover Tuesday and the next Monday's episode on Monday night and then Tuesday and Monday. So we're going to still recap just like normal. We're going to watch at 6 p.m. here Pacific Standard Time in Los Angeles, and then we'll tape at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, just like we were doing for The Bachelorette and The Bachelor. That's what we're going to do for Bachelor in Paradise. So you will see us on Monday nights here on AfterBuzz TV. I think that we're going to see some fireworks like you mentioned with Josh Murray. I'm very interested to see this.
I'm really excited to see him.
Why?
I think he's really charming. Like, there's something... He just knows how to bring it.
But I gotta be honest. In that preview they showed us, he looked like a dick to me. Whereas Nick did not.
I agree with you, but it almost goes back to kind of like, you know, why does JoJo pick Jordan? Like, there's something about that personality that whether it's messed up or not is attractive, or at least
Andy and
to
Josh
my
aren't
opinion.
Together. You pick the person, but is he the person you want to stay with? It's like Amanda might pick him, but makes you really think, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see. Obviously, there's Josh looks like he's still mad about the whole Andy thing.
Yeah.
And that looks like it's going to come to fruition. It looks like he comes in. And a lot of times, Chelsea, here's what happens is a new person will come in. And the producers are so good at this. They wait to see what relationships develop. And then that's when they fly someone down. It's so interesting.
Do you think it just happens
absolutely.
Person gets a call and they go?
So when you sign up, this is how I imagine it. And from the conversations I've had with enough people in the franchise, this is how I see it happening. I see them signing up and saying, okay, I agree to come on. Okay, we'll call you. We'll give you a day heads up. You got to be ready to go. It'll be sometime in the next, week. Yeah. They give them a window. So they wait to see. And I think maybe like this week, they're going to have Josh and maybe Wells and then two girls, right, are going to come. They don't know if they're flying out on Monday, on Thursday, on Saturday. They have no idea. So they wait and see. So obviously we see that Amanda and Nick at some point are together.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like Josh takes
Josh
her.
Comes
from
in.
What we see in the preview, it looks like Josh does it after, takes her out after Nick.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine this week, Nick and Amanda are getting together, okay?
Right.
So in the next episode, we're going to see that they've been spending time together and that they've gone out and they've kissed. And of course, the producer's like, perfect. Beam down, yep. Josh. Josh walks down. And what happens is, when you're the new person, oftentimes you come in hot with a date card.
Got it.
So everybody that's already there is on their toes
like,
now. Like,
damn.
Don't pick my girl.
Yeah.
Don't pick my guy.
Yeah.
So Josh is going to come in. I think he's going to take Amanda out. That's how I see it playing out.
Yeah.
I love the format of the show because it adds a lot more drama like that and a lot more intrigue. I also think the format is more conducive to actually finding a relationship once you get idiots like Chad out of there.
Right.
Trying to steal the spotlight and take away from the show. But I think that there's a format. You're on a beach. It's a different situation. You're not stuck in a house with 24 dudes or 25 girls.
Right.
You're on a beach where it's free range. You can go get, I know alcohol is prevalent and there's food, but like, it's a little different here.
Yeah.
There's more privacy. They call it the Boom Boom Room, but there's a private room. There's lofts. There's places you can go
there's
and kind of
the
get away from cameras. They can always hear you because of the necklaces and the microphones.
But
and
even in the ocean?
In the ocean is the only place, from what we understand, that you can get away. So if you go far enough out into the ocean, you can get away from microphones. So a lot of people wait, and at night, they'll go out and hang out in the ocean, which is intriguing. That there's, I actually like that there's that element.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's kind of cool.
I mean, you think about the season Claire Crawley was on and took Juan Pablo out, and there's rumors that they slept together in the ocean. But like, that's the only place you can find privacy.
Why wouldn't they just sleep together in the Boom Boom Room?
Because there's technically still, I believe, a camera.
No, there cannot be a camera.
There's
in
a
there.
Camera at least by the entrance, so they know who's going in and out.
So there's a camera watching them going in and out of the ocean.
That's true. I don't know.
Hello.
Crazy. Well, other than that, it's really hard for us to predict anything because we don't have much to talk about. But that's our recap of tonight. Any other thoughts?
No. I'm really excited to see Wells.
I'm excited to see Wells too. I'm surprised at him and Jubilee, but I see Wells. I could see Wells with a few different people. So I'm excited to see what happens.
I want to see him.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be cool.
I'm very excited to see what happens. And the Grant and Lace thing, we see that. It looks like it's starting to develop again. So, he said he likes complicated women. She's a complicated girl.
Yeah, he did just straight out and
he
say that.
He straight up
so
said it. That's
at least he knows what he wants, right?
Yeah, that's true. He knows what he wants. In the meantime, Chelsea is really interesting. We don't have to say our Snapchat names anymore if we don't want to. Instagram has rolled out Instagram stories. How do you feel about this?
I haven't tried it yet. I guess it would be cool to have everything in one platform. But at the same time, like, why are we trying to fix something that isn't broken?
It's not broken, but it's genius on their part, and I'll tell you why. I have 6,000 some odd followers on Instagram, okay?
Right.
And on my Snapchats, I would only get 650, 700 opens on a Snapchat, right? You're talking about 10 times the amount of people that even have the ability to open my story, wherever I put it. So if I put it on Instagram, we're talking the ability to have 6,000 to 7,000 eyes now that already follow me. The infrastructure is already there.
Totally. I mean, I think it's absolutely genius on Instagram's part. That's not the argument. It's just kind of like, God, once you're getting settled into something, then there goes technology throwing it at you again.
I think what's interesting too is you can't send one from what I've messed around with a little bit today, but from what I understand, you can't just snap, or you can't just put an Instagram story and then send it to someone.
Right.
But I can send it to everyone and exclude someone. So here's what I think could be fun. Let's say someday I was going to propose to someone.
Okay.
I could get like my whole Instagram following in on this and not send it to her and do this whole like, or I was going to throw a surprise birthday party for my friend. I could say it's an easy way now. Instead, you know what I mean? I can do fun things like this. Like, I kind of like what they're doing that's a little different. I remember when Vine was hot and Vine was really popular, and all of a sudden Instagram was like, nah, here's video.
Yep.
And Vine went like this. It's still relative, and still people still make money, and there's people killing it on Vine, but it went from a 9 to a 4, and it sits at like a 3 or 4 now.
There were so many fun... There are so many funny memes today with like the people running out of the building.
Yes.
Being like, we stole, or, you know, Instagram took everything of Snapchat.
Did you see the one like, that somebody posted of Michael Scott from The Office? And he was like, no, where are we going? Get out. And everyone's running out of the office.
Yeah, it's funny, but can't keep up these days.
I think, and also the fact that Snapchat allowed you to upload minute-long videos now. And, and here's the thing. If I'm an advertiser, I actually did a story about this. If I'm an advertiser today, I'm putting my money in an Instagram story. If I can slide that between, because what's really cool is just like Snapchat, when you're watching a story, it slides right into the next person.
Right
in the next person. And the way they do it with the visual of the box rotating, I'm going to put my money there. The box rotates, and you can go backwards and forwards with the stories.
Yes, you can see it again.
It's just, it's a little more intuitive. I like the way they did it. A lot of people are saying we're going to miss the, like the geotags and the puppy dog face and face swap. That stuff will come.
Yeah.
Of course it will. They can't give you everything on the first day. So I think that stuff will come, and they want to show that it's a little more business-like. Like, it's more professional, not as gimmicky as Snapchat. I know people love the gimmick side. I'm just saying. I hated it this morning. And the more I started thinking about it, I was like, dang it, this is genius.
It's genius. I'm not totally on board, though. Yeah. We'll see. Check in with me next week.
Yeah, check in with us next week. Guys, in the meantime, Chelsea Breech, where can we follow you until next Monday?
Instagram is at cbreech, C-B-R-I-C-H-E.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Danny Hoyt, and that's it. It's Instagram and Twitter.
I guess it's what it's come to.
I'm taking off to Chicago tomorrow morning to shoot a fun show. I'm pretty excited. So I will Insta story. What do you even call it?
Yeah, what do we call it?
Gosh, I will Insta snap.
No.
Can't do that. Can't you?
Can't do it. No, I don't
Insta snap as much as I can. You guys are the best. We'll see you next Monday. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Insta snap you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.